I mean, you know, you want to be out there, and it's one of those injuries where you just got to, you know, you just got to be smart about it, and, you know, and it's just frustrating because there's really nothing you can do about it. You got to just listen to your body and just make the best of your situation.
You felt like you were getting closer to the right as we head into the bye.
No, I was, you know, I definitely was getting better. How better I was, I didn't know. And you really don't know until you do football activities, do football movements. So, you know, I really took advantage of the bye week, and, you know, I felt pretty good on Friday, last Friday, and I want to come out here and get some things done. So we're just going to just take it slow and, you know, keep building.
How do you feel today going back?
No, I feel good. I feel good. Obviously, you know, I've been out there in a while, but just to get out there and just be out there and do football movements and not, you know, not be hampered or, you know, so just to be out there, I was happy just to be out there and just to be talking football with the coaches and, you know, other guys in the secondary. And, you know, just that alone, I was happy to do that.
It's one of those things where really, I mean, until you get out there for a live action on Sunday, that'll be your best chance.
No, I have a good gauge. You know, I think I have a good gauge by the, maybe towards the end of the week. I'm not sure, really. I just gradually increase my workload and go from there. And I feel good today. I'm happy about that. So that's all I can ask for.
Have you ever had a groin like this before?
No, this is my first time. So, you know, this is new to me. I didn't really know, you know. So, like I said, you know, it wasn't the easiest thing to deal with, obviously. But at the end of the day, you know, you just have to listen to your body and be smart about it and just try to make the best of it. And that's what I've been trying to do here.
Do you think more likely than not you'll be able to go?
I'm not sure yet, so we'll just see. You know, I can't really talk about that right now. We'll see how it goes. But today went well, so that's all I'm happy about today.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm just taking day by day. But today went good, so yeah.
In your absence, I mean, how did you feel about how all the guys that jumped in and filled in for you, Nolan?
I thought those guys competed. At the end of the day, you know, if you look around the league, you know, if you want to be critical and you want to scrutinize guys at the corner position or guys who play defensive back, you can do that to anybody on any team. It's a very competitive league. You're going to have your ups and downs. At the end of the day, you just try to have more positive than negatives. And, you know, really the quality DBs are the ones that play through those down plays. And, you know, Jimmy and Nolan have competed week in and week out against some of the best quarterbacks and best receivers. And, you know, and that's all you can ask for. And that's what they went out and did. So I thought, you know, I salute those guys and I tip my hat to them.
Well, DeMar even got in there, too. The rookie,
yeah.
He looks up to you.
I mean, the thing is, like, you know, the corner position is one of the hardest positions to transfer to from college to the NFL, just because you know, you're just dealing with elite guys. You're talking about guys that are, you know, these guys are world class athletes, you know, and then it's a different mental capacity that you have to have as opposed to college. There are different responsibilities that one has. So, I mean, it's an adjustment, you know what I mean? And, you know, and that's it. You know, Jamal competes. He's very competitive. He's very talented. And, you know, he's gonna be really good. So I thought all those guys competed, and they played extremely well. And that's all you can ask for is to be competitive and to challenge, you know, every chain. That's what they did. No doubt.
You feel like you guys really have had a chance to be complete
Yeah, I mean, since the Cleveland game, we've been kind of unfortunate. Some injuries have hit us. We haven't had our whole core group together. Obviously, you know, we've had some key guys out. But, you know, we're slowly getting guys back. And, you know, I feel real good about the continuity that we're going to build here over these 11 weeks. You know, so, I mean, it's football. Like, this is what guys going to get hurt. You know, this is a violent game. You know, you got grown men running into each other for 4 quarters. You're going to have some bumps and bruises, and that's just the reality of the situation. And guys, they step in. That's why it's the NFL. It's the best of the best. And, you know, some injuries are going to happen, but the quality teams are able to fight through those injuries. They may not, you know, be perfect through those injuries, but they're able to get through the injuries and still, you know, achieve their goal. That's what we're trying to do at the end of the day. Everybody's experiencing it. Look around the league. Look at everybody. Every week someone is experiencing a loss. It's just part of the football. It's part of football. So, you know, we're just making the best of it.